I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Pope Francis tackled climate change head-on today. He said it's time for a bold cultural revolution. Radical change, the pontiff said, is needed to escape the spiral of self-destruction which currently engulfs us. Pretty strong words there for the leader of an institution as conservative as the Roman Catholic Church. Here's The World's Matthew Bell on what the pope is saying and who he's talking to.
Pope Francis isn't pulling his punches. He says humanity is trashing the environment and urgently needs to change its ways. On climate change, Francis embraces the scientific consensus that says the Earth is warming mainly because of human activity. His call to action comes in the form of a papal encyclical. That's the highest form of Catholic teaching from a pope. But he's addressing this one to everyone, literally, on Earth, starting with one group in particular.
He's very concerned about the poor.
Augusto Zampini Davies is a Catholic priest who, like Pope Francis, is from Argentina. Francis says that selfishness is really to blame for global warming, and he wants wealthy nations to take the lead on reaching a solution. Father Davies says this is the bottom line for Francis.
Climate change is affecting the poorest worldwide, despite the fact that they are not contributing to the world global warming. This really, really disturbs him. So what he's claiming for politicians is, listen, let's have a proper dialogue. Let's take this climate change as an opportunity to revisit our understanding of progress, where people can be included.
Beyond preaching about the Christian ideal of caring for the poor, observers say the Pope is also a savvy global politician and that he's looking ahead to the International Climate Summit in Paris in December. Mark Hertzgard is the author of Hot and other books on the environment. He's also followed the Catholic Church for years.
I think the Pope is standing in solidarity with the poor and with the developing nations and saying that their point of view on this has got to be recognized. And that is quite a radical message coming in the lead up to the Paris climate talks, because that's not what you hear coming out of Washington.
American politicians may well be another important audience for Pope Francis. In September, he will speak to Congress, where most Republicans these days are doubters. And several of the top GOP presidential hopefuls are both Catholic and non-believers when it comes to global warming. Among them is Jeb Bush. He was asked about the forthcoming encyclical earlier this week, and he sounded unimpressed.
I don't get economic policy from my bishops or my cardinals or from my pope. And I'd like to see what he says as it relates to climate change and how that connects to these broader, deeper issues before I pass judgment. But I think religion ought to be about making us better as people and less about things that end up getting into the political realm. So I'm a little skeptical about this.
Those folks might not be persuadable anyway.
Mark Nugel is with the Catholic University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota.
There is a swath of Catholics, not only in the United States, but around the world, who will tell you that the Pope is right about everything except for the stuff that he's not right about.
But one group that Francis would certainly like to win over are U.S. Catholic bishops. They met last week in St. Louis. Christopher Coyne, the bishop in Burlington, Vermont, was there.
Unanimously, we're all behind the serious issues that he raises regarding the environment and God's creation. There were some concerns among some of the men, especially in some of the more conservative states, you know, the Western states and other places, that the topic of global warming was kind of a third rail topic for a lot of people in their states.
Coyne says a few bishops have received calls from donors threatening to stop supporting the church because of the Pope's position on climate change. But Coyne says he's read the encyclical and finds it hard to see how anyone could not be moved by it. Pope Francis must have anticipated a lively debate, and he seems to be saying, bring it on. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.